Democratic lawmakers say that Medicaid is a vital social service, and that Utahns stand to lose too much if the state doesn't sign on to an expansion of the program under President Obama's Affordable Care Act. At a press conference at the Capitol this morning, Senator Jim DeBacchus, chair of the Utah Democratic Party, joined several other Democratic lawmakers in calling on Governor Herbert to expand Medicaid coverage to help Utah's uninsured and to create jobs.
We have already paid for expanded Medicaid. The question is Utah going to stand out like a sore thumb and not take this money for its neediest citizens? That money means 5,000 jobs next year in Utah healthcare. Governor, expand Medicaid.
The expanded health program would provide $152 million in new federal funding to Utah healthcare services in 2014 and nearly $4 billion over 10 years. Provisions of the new federal law, sometimes called Obamacare, mean that participating states don't have to pay for the expanded coverage for the first 3 years. After that time, a state would have to pay for 10% of the program from its own budget, which has been one of the chief concerns of Republican governors. In a ruling on the new healthcare law, the Supreme Court gave states the choice to participate in the program, and Utah is one of only a handful of states that have not yet decided whether to embrace the program. Despite original opposition, several Republican governors have said they will accept Obama's Medicaid expansion, including New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who announced his decision this afternoon. During media access time at the Capitol today, Governor Herbert said that his office was studying the issue carefully, but that he wouldn't likely make a decision until after the legislative session was over.
We're doing a very methodical review on what the cost of benefits going to be on Medicaid expansion here in the state of Utah, and also not only a cost of benefit if we do it, but a lack of benefit analysis if we don't do it. We're not going to have the ability to make a decision before this session is over, I can tell you that. But hopefully we'll have the ability to make a decision maybe by this summer.
Medicaid expansion in the state would mean that an estimated 145,000 additional low-income Utahns would be covered by the program. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough at the Capitol.